Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Yep, thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. Yes, we do. We're going to kind of shift gears a little bit. We're going to talk about something a little lighter. We're going to be talking about your intuition and that, how that can serve you to better for better health, to help you be healthier. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about antibiotics. And dry eye, if we get time. Everybody out there got dry eye? A lot of people coming up with that. So we're going to be talking about what you could do. And we do have a quack report. And don't forget, coming up next Tuesday on the 16th, Dr. Rebecca Carley will be with us right before the holidays. And we'll see what's on her plate as far as vaccines and pathogens and things you should be aware of. And then it'll be Christmas before you know it. So if I don't get a chance to say it, I hope you all have a safe and healthy Christmas. And if you're traveling, I hope you're safe and healthy traveling. Do your immune boosting, especially if you're on planes, because a lot of pathogens in the air. So, you know, be smart out there and be safe. And big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Always praying for our military, asking God's hand of protection be on them. And I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face. And you know what I'm asking for? I'm asking for righteous men of valor to rise up all across America and to displace these tyrants, these wicked, wicked, wicked people in high places. I'm asking God, I'm pleading God for justice and truth. Hey, he instructs us to do that in Isaiah chapter 59. You should read that. That's right. So he's got the power. It's his will, of course, be done. But, you know, maybe he needs us to ask. You ever think of that? And mind the time, folks. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got in the quacker tonight? Triclosan, it's a chemical additive. Now they have some new research. Well, really, not too new. It was kind of buried. But it's revealing that triclosan can give you liver cancer, according to a scientific study. Very harmful side effect. It's an antimicrobial agent that they put in consumer care products, including your toothpaste. So, despite the industry saying it's a safe ingredient, here's some studies that were performed by UC Davis scientists, and they beg to differ. Back in 2012, they revealed that the Colgate Palmolive Company conspired, they say, with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to conceal some of the information on triclosan. The study showed issues with bone formation and in the fetal rats and mice that were exposed to the chemical. So now a recent study contradicts manufacturers' claims. Colgate dismisses the findings, of course. They're defending the chemical ingredient. They say this, recent claims that triclosan in Colgate total can lead to cancer is absolutely untrue. Global regulations have reviewed the issue of a carcinogenic toxicity and conclude that triclosan is consumer products does not pose a human threat of cancer. So, but the data from the study suggests that you can get liver cancer. Published in November on the 17th, the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences had a study on data regarding triclosan that discovered fibrosis and cancer in laboratory mice, potentially relevant to human cases. So it's water soluble, this triclosan. It's this white powdery substance that they add to your cosmetics, your deodorant, your dental products, your soap, your kitchen tools, even on cutting boards and ice cream scoops. It's in those. Estimated 75% of Americans over 5 years old, they have found traces of this chemical in their blood and urine, according to Morningstar publication. So reviewers of the University of California San Diego School of Medicine say long-term exposure to triclosan can potentially cause serious health consequences. Wow. Get some natural toothpaste, folks. That's what I would do. Moving along in the quack report, last but not least, we have scientists that have developed, get this, some artificial skin that has sensors in it so it can feel things. Up until now, the focus on prosthetics has been mostly, you know, function and of the artificial limb, you know, how it functions and looks exterior-wise, the, you know, cosmetic look of it. But now many artificial limbs are going to have this flexible skin on the outside, and it can help the person who's wearing the prosthetic have their peripheral nerves, have their feeling senses reestablished. So researchers have struggled to develop artificial skin, but they think they've got it now. This was an international team from South Korea and the United States. They designed the skin, and they're calling it smart skin, and it's going to help amputees feel their environment once again. The skin can feel humidity, air temperature. It can feel hot and cold. It can even feel the other person's hand in a handshake. So now, previously, robots with prosthetic arms and legs did not have the skin to enable them, but now they have this high-resolution sensitivity skin that the amputees can feel pressure, strain, temperature, humidity, of course, and they can even feel human hair with it, so they can feel small things. So the smart skin, which appears to drape over the prosthetic hand, let's say, it's like a see-through glove. It's made of this soft polymer they call elastomer, and it contains a pressure, temperature, and humidity sensors in it, and it has stretchable electrodes which simulate nerve endings. It's really interesting. So the skin can sense, of course, the pressure of someone catching a baseball. If they picked up a hot cup of coffee or tea, they could sense the heat. They can tell the difference between wet and dry. And even, get this, the skin even emits heat, like a natural body temperature. So if someone was touching a pet or a baby, it would have a familiar feel to them. So the smart skin was engineered with this durability flexiveness in it. And what they did is researchers took lots of images of clenched fists, tilting wrists, dozens of motions. So they made sure that the skin stretches to its maximum without tearing. So I think that is pretty cool. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about how you can tap into your intuition to help you be healthier. So this segment's going to be called Intuitive Health. And a lot of people say, well, what is intuition really? Well, according to Webster's Dictionary, it's a direct knowing of something without the conscious use of reasoning. So a broader definition is that, you know, it's an instinct or it's an inspired feeling. So there's been lots of speculation on intuition. Is it real or isn't? But lately there's been an explosion of the intuitive fields. The University of Maine has developed an educational and research laboratory using quantum physics on the intuitive level to help non-science students become engaged in the field. And some physicists are also using their intuition when they're developing their hypothesis. So, you know, our Creator built into mankind something that helps us figure things out, even if we can't prove it right away. Now, most scientific minds, you know, well, they have this prove it to me kind of attitude. And they have to be able to, you know, the scientific mind has to be able to manipulate and measure physical data before it really becomes a reality to them. So there are times when you or someone you know, have had an experience where they had no rational explanation for the event other than they just knew. You know, they just knew what to do. They just knew where to go. Or they just knew who was calling on the phone, that kind of thing. So when that happens to me, you know what I call that? I call that my little voice, my subconscious that is spiritually connected to God. That's what I call it. So can we exercise this part of our brain and benefit from the intuition that is supposedly supernaturally charged? Well, I think we can. So we're going to check out our intuition, see how it can help us be healthier. All right, so let's talk about the last time. When was the last time you had a hunch or a gut feeling? And if you listened and followed your gut, everything kind of turned out okay. But if you didn't listen to your gut feeling, well, maybe some unpleasant things occurred. I think we all have a built-in safety system. But when we ignore it, it becomes dull, like an atrophied muscle. So it's something we have to tap into, listen to, carefully observe, and use. Now, it's like wisdom is shouting at us, but sometimes, you know, some of us are wearing earplugs. So no one struggles more with intuition than people that have a scientific mind, or those who like to link intuition with the dark side of spirituality. So intuition puzzles them. Some folks, you know, they're so puzzled by it because it's really hard to describe. It's invisible. You can't prove it. It doesn't have any physical parameters you can measure. So people have struggled with this. Now, to them, if there is no logical explanation, it can't be real. And some skeptics equate intuition as nothing more than extreme observation. Well, I'm sure observation skills are part of it, but not the only part. So intuition is understood in many cultures. So if you think about it, religious worship is an intuitive experience often referred to as divine. So connecting with God's presence is indeed divine. Just remember, God gets all the glory all the time, every day. Okay? Let me read you this quote by Sophie Burnham. She's the author of The Art of Intuition. She says this, "I define intuition as a subtle knowing without ever having any idea why you know it. It's different from thinking. It's different from logic or analysis. It's knowing without knowing." End of quote. Well, let's see if you can get some early detection warning from your intuition. If we do pay close attention, we have an early detection system, really, to let us know the status of our health. We instinctively know when our energy level's not right or when there's a shift in our physical disorder, and things can get out of hand and problems can arise. So we seem to have an intuitive sense. So your intuition is not intended, though, to replace common sense or treatments, but to warn you of early signs that something is out of balance and to help you get a leg up on recovery and restoring health. So intuition unites or combines your physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional presence and can help you detect health problems. So more physicians are actually embracing their patients' intuition that something is wrong. And if they don't ignore it, they often can avoid surgery and speed recovery. Now, as more scientific research is being done on the human brain and how it works, there could be a new specialty in medicine called intuitive health. Let me read you this quote by Steve Jobs. He said this, "Intuition is more powerful than intellect," end of quote. Wow. Yeah. Well, let's talk about people that have an intuitive mind. Are they different? Are those kind of people different? Some people out there probably snickering say, well, yeah, they're nuts. No. Are there any differences in people who are intuitive and those who are not? Well, in March 2014, the Huffington Post ran an article on the 10 things highly intuitive people do differently. According to the editor, Ariana Huffington, she says that our intuition is always functioning. And if we pay attention, we can actually hear the wheels turning. So the intuition question has got the field of cognitive science buzzing. So is it really part of our brains that, you know, does that weird subconscious reasoning for us? Is that what it is? Well, that's what science is wrestling with. Now, sometimes, you know, our subconscious, it gives us a very subtle nudge, you know, and sometimes it becomes an unexplained and strong presence. So when this occurs, some think it's a guardian angel looking after them. More often than not, science will dismiss the entire notion of intuition, usually because it has been compared to the paranormal or the psychic realms. But intuition is not some comic superhero or some spidey sense. Some research has discussed the undiscovered aspect of how our brains interact with the environment and with decisions faster than computers. So our subconscious or our intuition may be God's gift and influences everyone's driving force in life every day. Well, let's look at the 10 things the Huffington Post was listing. What are those things that intuitive people have in common? Well, they listen and they don't ignore their gut feelings. That's number one. Number two, they balance intuition with reason and they're able to bridge that gap. Number three, they take time for solitude, you know, to meditate and pray. They say peace makes them more creative and they take advantage of their downtime and they're able to let go of negative emotions. Ooh, number four, they are often more introverted and they engage in deeper thought. Number five, they're able to filter the mental chatter. They filter out the mental chatter and they're more objective and they're in their zone. They're very focused. So that's cool. Number six, they are very observant and write stuff down. They usually have journals. Okay. Number seven, they're more in tune with their bodies. Whoa. And they can also tune into, they say they can tell the difference between if they have a virus or a bacterial infection. So that's how in tune they are. Number eight, they are connected deeply to others, almost like they can read the other person's mind. And number nine, intuitive people observe others. They can pick up on the social emotions and they can perceive guilt, shame, pride, embarrassment, disgust, and even lust. And number 10, they pay attention to their dreams and they write them down because they say dreams and intuition originate from the subconscious. So intuitive people are said to be more compassionate and creative, and they are more of a peaceable personality. So the Journal of Psychological Science reported in 2013 that a positive mood will boost your intuition and help you make better judgments. So likewise, depression will cloud your intuition. So the intuitive person is more likely to exhibit a type B personality. In other words, they function with less stress, they have a steady pace to their life, and they enjoy life more. But I want you to look to the clouds now, because advancements in technology have created a cloud-based service. Patient monitoring is going global, and according to the Dallas Business Journal, there's this Texas-based company called Intuitive Health, and they have gone to cloud monitoring with their help of AT&T and the Texas Health Resources. So this is a cloud-based remote monitoring software that can interface with mobile devices and the internet. So this software was developed with a $3.4 million startup. Wow. So basically, folks, if you have tuned into your intuition, you're very powerful. Very powerful indeed. So it appears that even though science can't explain everything, it's really nice to have some mystery that works to our advantage when we let it. So there will always be skeptics and unbelievers, but for the most part, you can begin to tap into God's gift of intuition. So I look at intuition as a supernatural telephone line to God, asking him, what's going on? So if you are observant enough, he'll reveal the answers. So there can be a very subtle health indicator, which, you know, will be your gift of intuition that can warn you about before major problems arise. So the old saying, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, is pretty accurate. So exercise your prevention plan every day, and your intuition can help you. So if you're interested, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they can help you with some natural solutions for blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, vision, and more. They also specialize in organ cleansing and immune boosting. This time of year with colds and flu, you definitely want to know what you can do there. So give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663. Their international number is 704-885-0277, and their website is thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing in herbtalklive.com, because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Oh, and by the way, their new 15th anniversary product catalog is going to be available the end of December. It's at the printer right now, so we're real excited to get that in here. So you should email or call to reserve your copy. And also, Apothecary Herbs is offering gift certificates if you want to give the gift of health to those you care about. And holiday hours for them, if you order before 12 noon Eastern time on 12/24, that's, you know, Christmas Eve, that order should ship out that day if the items are in stock. So if you're needing something to make sure you can get through your holiday without the sniffles, or you ran out of something to help you with blood pressure, you definitely want don't wait too long to get that order over to them so that you can have it in time for your holiday. All right, we got a few minutes before the break. We're just going to roll on into our antibiotic topic. Lots of reports on the downsides of antibiotic use. The BBC reported on the overuse of antibiotics over the last several generations has created what is called the greatest threat to modern health. So not only are antibiotics losing their effectiveness, but there really aren't any new drugs waiting in the wings to replace them. So we have a major class of antibiotics that aren't going to be working for us much longer. So instead of pharmaceutical companies, what they're embarking on is they're researching antiviral drugs. That's where their bread and butter is going to be coming from, their flu vaccines, for instance, and so on. So modern medicine and the drug companies kind of leaving mankind in the lurch once medicine abused the use of antibiotics and created this superbug problem, drug-resistant problem. So what are we going to do? Well, no amount of little leaflet handouts is really going to raise the awareness of the inappropriate use of antibiotics. And what about the inappropriate use of the viral drugs that are coming out? Do you suppose maybe we're going to get something viral resistant? Super viruses? I think so. I really do. When you start tinkering with the human immune system and God's copyright, I think only bad things are going to happen. So when the first antibiotics were born, really medicine didn't contemplate any serious threat. They didn't think of drug-resistant strains. In the 1940s, they actually celebrated that, you know, they defeated the threat of bacterial infections. Almost like, you know, Titanic is unsinkable. Modern medicine said, we've defeated bacteria. Mm-hmm. Right. Pretty arrogant to be saying stuff like that, you know? So I think mankind has consumed more antibiotics on a daily basis than the medical establishment is really willing to admit, because when you look at antibiotics in animal husbandry, in the food chain, runoff in the fields on all kinds of produce, you're getting more antibiotics than you think you are. Absolutely. And they think a lot of this chemical cocktail stuff has caused a lot of healthcare problems, including diabetes and obesity. It's a possibility. It really is. The obesity epidemic, that's what they call it, is now global. They say that the antibiotics has contributed to that. So according to medical contributor Sharon Begley of the Saturday Evening Post, she said people are becoming immune to antibiotics, and the antibiotic use has created a microgeome. What's that? Well, these geomes, they think, are determining who is more prone to a disease. So Begley also states the antibiotic use has led to obesity epidemics, created gut flora problems, and the bacteria makes us feel full, prevents us from overeating. Apparently, research points to antibiotics stripping away these friendly floras that keep us from overeating. See? So the report links antibiotics to these changes in our system, makes us vulnerable to other chronic diseases like asthma, sinusitis, autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis, Crohn's disease, and the list is endless. But I see by the clock, we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Like the ones I used to know. children, listen.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store.
But The prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. Okay, getting in the Christmas spirit. That's great, you know, but let's not overdo the Christmas and forget why it's Christmas, right? It's the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Now, let's focus on that. All right. Right before the break, I was talking about antibiotics. And you know what Congress knows about antibiotics? Recently, the threat of gun confiscation was, well, it's concerning millions of Americans. And all of Congress knows that death by medical doctor far outweighs death by firearms, which, you know, was stated by the virtual President Bill Whittle's address. Remember him at Congress that was on YouTube there for a while? Corruption of our government and healthcare is a travesty. And folks are going to have to rely on their own self-determination to stay healthy and protect themselves. Basically, that's what it's coming down to. Let's talk about the polypharmacy for a minute, because, you know, some people, it all comes down to what they believe in. Some believe in modern medicine, and I think it has its place. It's trauma, but not preventative or, you know, curing anything. If you trust the medical doctor, you're going to, you know, you're going to have advice, drug treatments. They're going to recommend surgery when the drugs stop working. And do you know what the word polypharmacy actually means? It means many drugs. Mm-hmm. By the time you're 65, modern medicine will have you on six or more prescriptions. Don't take my word for it. The medical expenditure panel actually studied this, and they had a survey in 2009, which they published, the number of prescriptions that Americans buy at a certain age, and this is their breakdown. Between the ages of 5 and 17, kids are on 2.2 prescription drugs. If you're age 18 to 44, 2.9 drugs. 45 to 65, 4.7 drugs. 65 to 74 years of age, 6.3 prescription drugs. And if you're over 75, 6.7 drugs. But then they did the survey in 2012. And even FDA and Kaiser Health Foundation did an analysis of their own, how many people are on drugs, how many retired folks are on drugs. And they compared it to 2009. So basically, the numbers went up. 4 to 17-year-olds on 4 drugs now, and the 19 to 64-year-old age group, 11 drugs. Do you see that? Oh, my gosh. Dr. Mercola states that the average 65-year-old is filling as many as 31 prescriptions per year. Wow. So what is medicine's solution to all these prescriptions? Well, they want to make the drugs over-the-counter medicines now, so you don't need a prescription. And when this is accomplished, it will push the use of these prescribed drugs even higher. So over-the-counter sales are $17 billion in 2010, and that didn't include your Walmart sales. Now, what drugs they did want to make over-the-counter? Well, it was the major ones, of course. They want to make your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your migraine headache, your asthma drugs all over-the-counter. And the reason they give is it'll make the drugs more accessible and less expensive, reducing medical costs. Well, that sounds good, right? But the number of deaths that these drugs bring while under the care of your doctor is huge. So what will the mortality be when all these drugs become over-the-counter? Well, if doctors and pharmacists are sloppy in checking for drug interactions, you can imagine the public health, the general public health self-medicating, you know, over the counter, well, you know, we're going to see higher mortality rates. Just face it. So, acetaminophen and Tylenol type products, they're your leading cause of liver failure in the United States, according to Dr. Joseph Mercola. Now, according to Consumers Healthcare Products Association, 92% of Americans think over the counter medicines are safe and effective. According to Dr. Mercola, drug overdoses have gone up fivefold since the 90s. So if the average American takes 4 prescription drugs, and there's an array of over-the-counter medicines as well, you can see the risk that they're taking. So I pointed this out before that drug labels don't always contain all that safety information that consumers need. So you might want to check that out on the internet if possible. We have over 100,000 over-the-counter products just in the United States alone. Okay, a lot of interactions going on there. So often, you know, people repeat mistakes, so we're going to learn from them and not make them, okay? So I always say cleanse and nourish the body, get the toxins out, keep the elimination channels open, do your immune boosting, and that covers a whole gamut of possibilities, health problems. And you'll be amazed at what that can do for you. I mean it. They often say all disease starts in the bowel. Got to keep that elimination channel open and clean because that's the last stop for toxicity. Don't want to save it. You got to get rid of it. So if you're interested in learning how to safely and effectively do your organ cleansing, call the folks that are experts in it. Call Apothecary Herbs. That's what they've been doing for over 15 years. And they'll explain it to you. If you go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, you can click on their healthy guidelines section. And this section will give you a quick synopsis of how to cleanse and why you want to do it in a certain way. You'll find out about immune boosting, how to store your herbs, and so forth and so on. Because if you get the right herbs, they'll have a 10-year shelf life. That's right. So go to thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. All right, let's talk about dry eye. We got a few minutes. Why is this going on? Maybe you're experiencing it, or maybe you know somebody that is. I actually, a while back, was asked to do a segment on dry eye by a listener. There lately seems to be an increase in the condition. In the United States, we have over 20 million people complaining of dry eye. That's 40% of a condition on a regular basis wouldn't be occurring. So 20 million people with dry eye and 40% have this condition all the time. You know, it's not something that goes away. They have it all the time. That's bad. So what could be causing this dry eye syndrome? Well, this condition is known as keratone junctivitis, and it's Latin for dry and inflamed eyes. So there's inflammation along with the dryness. Inflammation, if you've been listening to the show, know it's an immune system response. There's something wrong. There's an imbalance. So the condition can involve the cornea and the conjunctiva, which is your tear film, the inner lining of the eye, which also covers the white part of your eye. And according to McMoney's and Dry, they did a dry eye questionnaire. It was called McMoney's and Ho Dry Eye Questionnaire. They found that over 45-year-old females, especially menopausal women, have an increased prevalence to having dry eye. So we're going to take a look at this and see what's going on with this dry eye, because you see the eye drop commercials, you know, you see the wet drops, the wetting drops and all that, and the prescription meds. So let's look at it. Well, what is conjunctiva? Well, conjunctiva is the eye helps to lubricate. It produces a mucus. It produces tears. And aside from the tear duct glands, it also helps prevent eye infections. So if you get an inflammation of this, you're running the risk of having an eye infection. So let's look at some of the symptoms. In addition to, you know, the symptom of dry eye, you also may feel a heaviness to your eye, and your eyes may feel abnormally tired. Now, people with dry eye also report maybe a sandy or a scratchy, gritty feeling in their eye. Sometimes they may complain that their eyes are itchy, or they have a stinging sensation or a sharp pain in the eye. Redness, there may be a dull or a pulling sensation in the eye. They also may have sensitivity to light and eye pressure. I know this kind of sounds like glaucoma. I know, but it's not. Now, oddly enough, the dry eye problem can irritate you enough to cause your eyes to water. However, these are reflex response tears. They're different. Okay, they're not the lubricating quality tier. It's a different tier, okay? Different fluid. And it's not enough to prevent dry eye. So people think, well, my eyes are watering. Why are they dry? It's the wrong fluid combination. That's why. Now, people also may experience floaters. They can become more pronounced with dry eye and also produce more blurred vision. And people think, oh, no, am I getting a cataract? So, you know, be aware of that. It's floaters. It's the vistulous gel of your eye that's broken loose and it's kind of floating around. Now, symptoms become worse if you have wind, if you have humidity on like rainy days, or when you're in the shower, it can be worse. You would think humidity would help, but no. Now, approximately 76% of those with dry eye say that the condition becomes more severe over time, most likely because they are just adding eye drops to their eye. They're not addressing the cause. So we're going to get to that. So let's look at some of the causes. Dry eye has many causes, and it can be from reduced blinking. If you're working a lot on computers and you're straining your eyes, it could be from that. Dehydration, if you have consumed excessive alcohol or caffeine and you're not drinking enough water, this can bring about the dry eye. If you're wearing contact lenses, it can also cause the symptoms of dry eye. If you have hormonal changes, they can also contribute and explains why, you know, menopausal women experience this problem. And those that are living in higher altitudes also have experienced more dry eye symptoms. Now, vitamin A deficiency can also contribute, as well as a thyroid imbalance, and certain medications can also cause dry eye, like antihistamines, antidepressants, diuretics, oral contraceptives, and hormone replacement drugs. Now, some medical conditions can also contribute, such as rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, rosacea, which is inflamed skin, also known as adult acne, sarcoidosis, which is inflamed cells, Sjögren's syndrome, which is an inflammatory disease. Also, we mentioned glaucoma. Glaucoma patients do have dry eye problems, and they experience the dry eye symptoms. But needless to say, doctors think that dry eye mostly stems from an inflammation issue. So it's an inflammatory response, they say. It's also noted that dry eye becomes worse if you've had LASIK eye surgery. Of course, eye injury, bulging eyes, and droopy eyelids can also cause the dry eye problem. So there's lots of things that could cause your dry eye problem. You may want to check it out with your eye doctor just to see what it is, point you in the right direction, and then check out your options. Let's look at some of the risks. You don't want to ignore a dry eye condition. For a majority of folks, it may just be a mild irritation with no long-term complication. However, if the problem persists and becomes severe, it can cause an infection, it can damage the eye, it can impair your vision, and in some cases, even cause vision loss. So you want to be smart, use common sense, always, always with eye issues, okay? Let's talk about some of the treatment you may be recommended to take. Eye physicians tend to suggest over-the-counter eye drops, and some are without preservatives, so read your labels. For chronic dry eye, the new drug they like to prescribe is Restasis, which attempts to reduce inflammation in the eye. So it doesn't get at the cause of the inflammation, it just addresses the symptom of inflammation. So you want to do your homework on this drug, because patients with eye infections or herpes infections of the eye are prohibited from using this drug. So there are certain things that you'll want to do and some things you'll want to avoid if you have dry eye. Let's cover the things that I would avoid. Avoid dry and drafty environments. Avoid smoke. So this winter, if you've got a fireplace or a wood stove, just know it'll be the fireplace from hell if you have dry eye. Avoid dusty areas. And try not to rub eyes, okay? Massage, okay. Rub, no. You may say, what's the difference? Well, massaging is you close your eye and you take the pads of your fingers and you lightly massage your eye in a circular motion. Rubbing is that you're rubbing back and forth horizontally, okay? Now, avoid also cortisone-type products and prescription ointments for skin conditions around your eye. This can increase your risk of glaucoma and even dry eye. Now, some sundry and cosmetic makeup products will make your eyes worse. Avoid, you know, alcohol and caffeine, which dehydrates the eye. Avoid ceiling fans or prolonged exposure to air conditioning or heat vents. This will go a long way. What you can do is you can go to your hardware store and you can put those plastic, they're very clear, they attach to your ceiling vent or your floor vent, and they redirect air. So it's not blowing on you if you're sitting in a room somewhere. So that'll be something that you could do for a few bucks. It's not a big deal. Here's the things that I would do if I were you regarding dry eye. You want to protect your eyes from the sun rays, and you want to lower your computer screen so that your gaze is directed downward to minimize any discomfort. You also want to hydrate your system with more water from the inside. So if you're using eye drops to hydrate your eyes, which is okay, you want to get drops, though, that don't have the chemical preservatives. And the one with the higher concentration of glycerin and propylene glycol, like 0.6% rather than 0.2%. Also, colloidal silver drops are also very helpful, and you can add them, especially if you think you might have an infection. And pump more omega fatty acids into your diet, and remember to blink more often, especially if you're working on your computer or if you're playing video games. Now, warm or hot compresses over the eyes a few times a day can stimulate the glands of the eye to make more lubricant, eye lubricant. This is the difference in the tears. We were talking about the fluids in the tears, and that can hydrate the three levels of tear film that you have on your eye. Now, let's talk about some nutrition that your eyes desperately need, regardless of dry eye, but they just need them. Now, some eye experts feel that removing the gluten from your diet is going to help, as well as getting more vitamin A-rich foods into your diet. So if you're using supplements, try to use a whole food type supplement, not a synthetic or an isolated nutrient supplement. The whole thing about whole food is you've got vitamin A, but then you've got the other vitamin nutrients that go with A, so the body can use the vitamin A properly, see? So you want to eat more foods with omega fatty acids, like, you know, olive oil, coconut oil, sardines, salmon. This helps reduce inflammation, okay? So you're addressing an inflammation issue there. Now, if you tend to not drink enough water to hydrate your system, you might want to just try some coconut water then. You know, a lot of people don't like just plain water. They have to have it taste like something. So try the coconut water. That is an option. Now, the potassium also in your coconut water is going to assist your eyes. It's going to be a good nutrition for your eyes. So if you drink enough, you'll hydrate, you'll get the potassium, and the eyes are going to love you. Celtic sea salt. A lot of people think salt is very drying, but sun-dried Celtic sea salt has 84 essential minerals to help balance fluids all over the body. So it's not going to dehydrate you. It's not going to cause edema. So sun-dried salt's very important. And the salt will help reduce general inflammation all over the body. Another thing that I like to use is bayberry bark and willow bark, and meadow sweet. Now, these herbs assist the glands of the eyes to produce more lubricant, and then I might layer in some golden seal and some mullein, not only to reduce more inflammation and to soothe the glands of the eye, but also to prevent any infections. So you've got some tools there. Now, on the inside, you can boost your immune system a little bit with some echinacea or some eye bright. Now, for more inflammation, if you've got a lot of inflammation in the eye, that eye bright's going to help as well. More inflammation reduction. Now, if the thyroid is your concern, if that's connected somehow, you might want to layer in black walnut internally. That's got some natural iodine, which the thyroid gland absolutely has to have. You might want to add the mullein to that to soothe the thyroid gland. Now, if menopause is your issue, well, then you can use 6 female herbs to help balance your hormones without any toxic chemicals. So you might want to check out a product called Female Maturity Formula the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. And if you're a man and you have a hormone issue and you're absolutely sure you don't have a hormone-dependent cancer going on, then you can use the male hormone formula that they have. And this helps the eye to lubricate and medicate itself from the inside. So these are some natural options. Now, Apothecary Herbs, they do have the salt. They do have the herbs we were talking about for helping the eye in a product called Herbal Eye Wash. So you can check that out. They do have the mullein, and they have the echinacea, and they have all these things that really are a toolkit for dry eye and are awesome. So if you're looking for herbal products to help with dry eye, you definitely want to give them a call. Ask about the Herbal Eye Wash. They do have a pain and anti-inflammatory formula that's all natural. They have the black walnut for the thyroid. They have the hormone formulas for men and women, the salt, of course, the mullein, and a whole lot more. So give them a call. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You have power in your hands with the right tools and the information on how to use them. See, that's how that works. All right, well, we just have a few minutes. I don't have time to go into this other topic I had in reserve. So I'm going to once again remind folks that coming up Tuesday next week, we're going to have Dr. Carly here with us. You can check out her website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. Her link is on our links page. It's very easy to get to there. Also, if you're thinking about, you know, you've been kind of dragging your feet and you need to get your order in, your herbal order in, the holidays will be here before you know it. So just be conscious of the fact that Apothecary Herbs will close at 2 o'clock on the 24th, so you have to get your order in by 12 noon to ship out that day. Okay, so if you need something like a 3 Amigos Nip It in the Bud pack or an all-in-one product or the Sinus Formula Echinacea Deluxe, or you just want to, you know, get yourself a Christmas gift, you've been wanting a pandemic kit, you definitely need to get that in before the 24th. And they do have gift certificates, too, so if you don't know what to give some friends and family, you can always give them the gift of health, and they can decide what it is they need with the gift certificate. So those are all online, or you can simply call and ask. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. And don't forget to get on the list for your free 15th anniversary catalog that should be here the end of December. So we have a limited number coming in for this first go-round, the first printing. So if you're interested in the catalog, definitely email or call and say, hey, I want to get one. And it's a bit bigger than the last one, of course. And we have some new formulas. New formulas are going to be on the website this month, so you got to keep checking. We have 3 new headache formulas that will be coming out. We have them aging right now. So they'll be added to the website, and they're also in the new catalog. Also in the new catalog, as well as on the website, are our new Dr. Mom approved icons to help you with your product selection. So these are formulas that moms and kids and families have used and done well with and are delighted. So this helps you, gives you a little feedback as well. So check out the Dr. Mom approved icons on the website and also coming out in the new catalog. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician or using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.